Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, this morning, 9 a.m., lawmakers have scheduled a news conference to outline two charges against President Trump and the articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
Well, I think the abuse of power is obviously related to the Ukraine demand, and the obstruction of Congress is, you know, within their legitimate purview, have asked for the information they need in order to proceed with this investigation, and they didn't get it. The president put his hand in front of his nose and went, "It's unfair," and disobeyed the instructions of the framers and the intent of the Constitution. Apparently, there was an obstruction of justice charge, and that was rejected by some members of the Democrats, as if that was going to make a difference. Look, if you're going to impeach this guy, you have to do it convincingly, and you have to do it with force of commitment, and that has not happened in this case. There's a lot more that could have been said and done in terms of what this president has done, including emoluments and everything else, but they decided to keep it specific. Look, I'm not as smart as Nancy Pelosi. Maybe she knows what she's doing. From where I'm sitting, it does appear they could have been a little bit stronger, or even a lot stronger than they have been in terms of the charges they brought.
Meantime, the House Judiciary Committee heard that evidence yesterday, as you're referencing, presented by Democratic and Republican lawyers. What did you think of those arguments, and what did you think of that right-wing reporter, radio host Owen Schroyer, you know, yelling out that the impeachment hearings were a scam and being escorted out of the room?
Well, obviously, this was either a plant or self-induced, and we saw the same intent being carried out as the Republican congressman tried to interrupt with points of order that would have clearly created the kind of chaos around the whole impeachment question that they want. And they did it. It was annoying. I thought that both counsels did a fair job. I thought that the counsel for the Republicans didn't have right on his side, so therefore was far less convincing. I thought the Democratic counsel was okay, but I thought, frankly, his ability to put it across for the American people could have been a little bit better in terms of his personal style. In any case, that part is done. They're going to have this debate whether or not to impeach. It is a foregone conclusion that they will find it, and we'll see when it goes to the Senate. Now, there are those who think there is the slightest chance that some Republicans will come over to the Democratic side in the Senate when it comes to conviction. We'll have to see that. The way that I'm looking at this is they're going to hold the line no matter what. And as I've been saying for days and days, that may cost them when it comes to a general election for the Senate.
Which leads to this question. Are everyday Americans paying attention, Alan? Not the insiders or the people like you and I who are fascinated by politics and political moves, but just everyday people.
I don't think so. I think a lot of this conversation is extremely complicated. Now, look, there are a lot of people who are watching these hearings, and it'll take some people to make a difference. 5% is a blowout election. So you don't have to have everybody in the United States watching. You have to have people who are either doing the watching or have an impression of what's going on. Now, look, we know people don't like to hear views that are antithetical to their own. But it isn't the watching that's important. It's the impression. That's why a Fox News is so important to the right-wingers, because they put out that brand of what is truth. Whereas if you watch CNN and MSNBC and read the New York Times and the Washington Post, you're going to get a different impression of what's happening. Let's remember, David, that half the people in this country think not only should he be impeached, but he should be removed. That's a huge number, and he's got to know it.
Here's a huge issue. Russia inquiry report finds mistakes, but no anti-Trump plot. From the New York Times, Attorney General William Barr publicly challenged the report, defending President Trump.
That's his own group, David. The president's own Justice Department is at internal war with itself. You have Barr, who has clearly been appointed and has done a job defending the president, and as has been said so many times, the Attorney General of the president and not of the American people. Barr disagrees with his own people, who say this didn't happen. And we now have some ex and courageous members of the FBI standing up and saying, hey, he owes us an apology. But I don't think this is a president who understands what the word apology means.
She's not running for president yet, but Hillary Clinton was the top choice for Democratic voters in the Harvard-Harris National Poll released last week. Mrs. Clinton drew 21%, followed by former Vice President Joe Biden with 20%. When registered Democrats were asked whom they would support for the 2020 party presidential nod if she and former Secretary of State John Kerry were added to the mix.
This is not surprising. John Kerry lost an election predicated on a bunch of lies like the Swift vote and other things, but he lost. Then Hillary Clinton lost in the Electoral College but won the popular vote. Now, put yourself in her place and imagine that you've been sitting there listening to Trump going after you, telling despicable lies from day one, and you are taking it. There's a part of you that would naturally say, hey, I got the most votes and I should have been president and I want to do it again. I'm not surprised at the results of this poll, although I think it's important to remember that it is just one poll. I personally think it would be a disaster for the American people to have a replay of that exact election.
How about a replay of Russian interference? From the AP, the prospect of Russian interference in Britain's election, which of course takes place Thursday, has become an issue again after the social media platform Reddit concluded that leaked government documents on Brexit trade was linked to Russian operators. Here we go again.
I don't think there's any question that if you had success doing it one time, and you're the dictator of Russia, and an ex-Soviet colonel, Putin, would be encouraged to say, okay, it worked for the last time, let's do it again this time. And that's the deal with being a dictator.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. As always, we thank you.
And thank you, David. Always wonderful to talk to you. I still don't know how you get up early in the morning and get through what is today a very foggy morning to get to work.
It sure is. It's called the coffee bean.